Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Tomorrow, it's on, baby. 9 a.m. Nick's Place. Come on. Buying all your Coors Lights. Let's go. 2713 Rocky Ridge is between Fondren and Gessner. So get on over there if you haven't been there before. Great place. So he's got 1,000 TVs in there. I think that's an exaggeration, but I'm pretty sure it's not 1,000, but it's right in that neighborhood, maybe 50 or something. So we're going to be watching the game. Clint Dempsey, former USMNT player, he's on the broadcast. And he does a nice job, does a really nice job. Alexi Lalas has been there forever doing it now, and he's really good. Here's Clint Dempsey talking about the U.S.
Where did he go to school? Where did he go to school? College?
Clemson.
Southwest Texas, now known as Texas State.
Which
No. That's not right.
No.
I think he was SFA.
Oh.
I think he was SFA.
I thought he was Clemson, but okay.
Because his name is Clint.
Yeah.
You start Clemson.
Clemson.
Clint,
right.
Clem,
right.
Clem.
If you're Clint. But Clint makes more sense in Texas.
Is he a Lumberjack or Texas State? He's one of those two.
Well, that's
Is
easy.
There a difference, or was he Sam Houston? Aren't they the three the kind
They're
of the same? Same?
They're kind of the same.
Is it like is it kind of like Switzerland and Sweden and Denmark and Belgium?
Yeah.
Just all runs together for us? Is that how we are?
Yeah. I don't think of Belgium that way, but more.
They don't want to be known as the Dutch anymore.
No one
they
cares.
Want to be known as Nether people.
The Nether regions.
The
they want
Nether
to be.
People lives. They live wanna, in a Nether region.
They want to be Furman University. Is that what you meant?
Clint Dempsey.
That's maybe, why I thought South Carolina.
Oh, maybe he didn't go to school there. Maybe he just grew up there. Where was he born? I think he was born in New Braunfels or Nacogdoches or
See,
something like that.
I was closer. It was in South Carolina.
You were actually way closer than I was.
Right.
Where was Clint Dempsey? He was born there. I guess he didn't go to school there. I thought he went to college.
Furman University, which is in South Carolina, which is right by Clemson, which he should have gone to Clemson, but that was but
he was born in Nacogdoches. That's what it is.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He was born and really, frankly, should have played there. They really missed their soccer team.
Which isn't Texas State or Stephen F. or
one of those. No. Nacogdoches, right? It's one of those
Sam
schools.
Houston, no.
Nothing's around there?
No, I don't know.
They're all the same areas.
Pretty sure
Nacogdoches?
Not. Pretty sure.
Where is Nacogdoches?
Nacogdoches is headed. Is your when you're heading to Louisiana.
Oh, it's east?
It's up 59. It's up, yeah. Yeah,
wow.
That way.
Boy, I missed on this all the way around. Not even close.
Well, Clint's not missing on this. The U.S. likes being an underdog.
I think this team feeds off being the underdog because you look how they played against England. They were the underdog in that match, but I think they had the better chances, to be honest with you, and it looked like we could have won that game. Things to watch out for with this Netherlands side, obviously Virgil van Dijk in the back. He's going to be tough to break down. He's just a strong presence there. In the midfield, you got De Jong that plays at Barcelona. But I think our midfield will be able to nullify that. But also, you got to watch out for Gakpo and Depay. Depay now is coming back into the team, being more fit. He's contributed probably, 42 goals in 83 games that he's played for his coach. He's averaging a goal a game. He had a part to play in both of the goals they scored in their last game. And then Gakpo, he's the player that scored in every single game of the group stage. So we're going to have to figure out a way to calm him down and not let him stay on the fire that the hot streak that he's on. So be aware of those guys, but I think, hey, we got as good a chance as any against this team. And as long as we have our players fit, I like our fighting chance.
Listen, Gakpo is going to be a handful. Dude just scores.
Yep.
Right? So that'll be a problem.
Did you watch any of the matches yesterday? Are you familiar with what happened? There was a time.
What about your
for
boy?
About 5 minutes where Germany and Spain were both going to be eliminated.
Yeah.
For about 5 minutes, and then Germany scored again. But it was a
well, Germany's out, but Spain.
Yeah, but it was a wild time where Germany needed Spain to win. Spain needed Germany. Well, Spain didn't need Germany. You know, well, Spain did need Germany to win if Japan went. Japan beat Germany, and they won. Plus 375 or 395 for Japan to win the group. And that was after they beat Germany in the first game.
What about your boy Lukaku? He couldn't score. He had chance after chance after chance.
And he's a monster on the ball, too. Like, he's an absolute monster
on
the ball.
And he couldn't. He is.
It's a curse. Ever since he left Everton, he's been trash. He was trash at Man U, trash at PSG. He deserves everything
Belgium
he's getting.
Belgium is out because he couldn't score.
You know what he is? He's the chances. Dallas Keuchel of soccer.
What?
The Dallas Keuchel of soccer.
What is that?
Ever since he left this team, of course, we kind of pushed him out. We didn't want Lukaku to leave Everton. But he did have opportunities. And, I mean, he is a monster when he's on the ball. He's so strong, so big.
Not yesterday. Holy crap. You want to talk about it? He really let the whole country down. But he's been great for them. But
he's like the rest of the team. They got old. They were young.
They're old.
Young in 14. They were really they beat the U.S. and they were the young, brash teams, and they were in their prime in 18, and now they're an older team. And he's the embodiment of it. Just not the same guy right now.
No, he's not even close to that same guy. 811 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Okay, what kind of game are we going to have tomorrow?
Low scoring. It's going to be, I think the U.S. will, we'll see if they play as aggressively as they have. I don't think they won't. I think they will be just as aggressive. The question is going to be, and this is just from listening to everyone talk, the question is going to be whether or not the U.S. can compete in terms of possession, because Netherlands is going to really play patiently in there. The U.S., will they take chances? Will they push forward and take chances in the midfield, I guess, is going to be the question. But they're very athletic, so I think they can match up from an athletic standpoint and winning balls that are 50-50 tries. I think they've got a good chance of doing that. So I don't know how the U.S. is going to create enough scoring opportunities. I think they got to do what they've done the last three games, is they really pressed the action against England, against who did they draw against? Wales. Oh, Wales. And against when they scored early in the last match. Against Iran. I think they have to really press and try to put shots on goal early to try to set the tone and the tempo. You can't just give in and let the Netherlands play their game. You have to try to take them out of it, because if they play their game, then they're going to have you defensive, and I just don't think the U.S., I don't think that's a good place for them to be. I think Netherlands, my guess, if I had to bet it, be Netherlands 1-0, or maybe you go 1-1 and you go into extra time. You know, from there, we'll see if they would go to PKs, but to me, it's going to be a lower scoring game. Obviously, I think the over under for the U.S. scoring to me should be a half, and maybe you go over -150.
It probably will be, and especially since Christian,
it's usually at 1.5.
Pulisic doesn't even know if he's going to play. They're not sure yet.
He said he didn't get hit in the balls.
No, he didn't get hit in the nuts.
I watched it with my human eyes.
No, it was in the pelvic bone up here.
Oh man, that's even
well. And that's the problem.
More painful.
That seems like it's a problem. No, I don't know about more painful than that, than anything. A Guyon shot that goes up to the stomach? No, we're not talking about
that. Well, that's the same response, though.
I've seen that.
His response looked like the exact same response.
We're not doing that, all right?
But you know what? That one can go away. The pelvic bone blast?
Yeah.
That's probably not going away.
No, it's bruised, too. And that appears to be a problem. 814 ESPN 97.5. I got the U.S. winning 4-0.
Wow, what a statement the U.S. is going to make.
Yeah, no. This is going to be...
A statement.
Yeah, and then everybody else is going to be like, holy crap.
Granato called it. That's what they're going to say. Granato called it. I'm going to look for the lines right now.
I'm going to tell you who the most dangerous team is right now. It's Japan.
On the broadcast yesterday, there was talk about how I think it was on the broadcast and not just the guys like Sean Mapes and everyone who were out here watching. I think it was, of course, it might have just been guys out here talking. Someone said Japan, 10 minutes of every half looked like they might be the best team in international soccer. About 10 minutes out of every game, they play like that. Like they have those stretches where you've got to watch out. And, yeah, I'd say Japan is really tough. So U.S. over, I was pretty much on it. Over a half goal, minus 145 tomorrow. The over-under is, it's 2 to 2.5. Yeah, it's under 2.5. So the over-under would be under 2.5, minus 160.
All right.
U.S. advances is plus 170.
Well, and if you get...
Includes overtime and penalties. Netherlands minus 210.
If they get in trouble, can they call a lawyer, John Daspit?
He's not going to fly out there, I don't think. But if something happens where they are injured, he 100% will take that case. If they get injured through someone else's negligence, he's got 70 lawyers in 10 different cities here in the state of Texas. I know that there's a chance he's going to branch out even beyond that because his business continues to get bigger and bigger because he's out there fighting for people to get what they deserve when they've been injured. And what happens is these insurance companies, they try not to pay you out. They try not to help you with your medical bills. They'll do anything that they can. So you need a lawyer on your side that says, no, we're going to do right by this person. And so whether it's you, whether it's somebody that you know, a friend, a family member, somebody at work, if you've been injured in an auto accident, if you've been injured in a refinery blast, if you've been injured anywhere where it was someone else's negligence, you need to have John Daspit working for you and to help you get what is coming to you for your pain, suffering, loss of income, medical bills, all of that. And that's the Daspit Law Firm. They do millions of dollars in settlements every single month. John Daspit Law. Go to DaspitLaw.com, DaspitLaw.com, or call him today. Call his office right now. It's 713-322-HURT.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Big weekend. We got the USA versus Netherlands. We got the conference championship games. We got Deshaun Watson coming back to Houston. We got Kansas City and Cincinnati. Kansas City, Cincinnati, is that? That's got to be a later game. That can't be an early game.
No, right. That's is that the Sunday night game?
It should be the Sunday night game. I'll have to look here. But
we got to play Pat Mahomes. Have you heard this yet?
No.
You got to hear this. Pat Mahomes basically snitched on the Travis Kelce's podcast he does with his brother. The Kelce's do a podcast, and this is one that is going to – he basically snitched on a coach, and I think the NFL is going to –
What, drawing mustaches on him while the players are sleeping?
He didn't snitch on Andy Reid, who, by the way,
is pretty good
underrated
acting.
Comedian.
Yeah, right.
His comedy timing and the looks he gives is very underrated. I think it's actually pretty good. But no,
when he throws the pen.
He's snitching on a coach. This is actually not anything that like the league would need to look into. It's perfectly reasonable to do this. But I had a conversation with Brett Veach, and I've told this story before when he was assistant GM for Andy Reid. He was because the GM at that time was, I think it was still, it was still John Dorsey over there with, John Dorsey was still with Kansas City. And so I called Brett Veach and I said, hey, tell me after the draft is over, hey, tell me how the Pat Mahomes thing went down. And so we talked about it and he told me this is exactly what he said. He goes, you know, Pat was a little, these concepts. I mean, he was a air raid quarterback. So when we went through the concepts on the board, he didn't know a lot of the concepts, but then when Andy Reid went through and redrew everything, he knew it like that. Like he had picked it up so quickly. He was so sharp. And then he, you know, Andy Reid would see him walking through a hall at the combine, he'd stop him, ask him a question about something that, you know, that we had discussed on the board that Andy showed him. And he said he knew it. Like it was, he said, so we have no doubt that he is a quick processor. He has a great recall of memory, and we're not worried about him coming from, because at the time it was a big deal. He was coming from an air raid offense.
Yeah, right.
The thought was those quarterbacks can't succeed. And so he's like, he really was unbelievable with his recall and his ability to pick up the offense very quickly. And I was like, wow, that's, you know, and then, you know, he's become this great quarterback. And so I've told that story a couple of times, I think once on Twitter, once on a podcast. Well, this came out yesterday. I want you to listen to what Pat Mahomes says yesterday on the Kelce's podcast. Listen to this.
The first day that I met Coach Reid was at the facility. We had like the meetings, like the top 30 visits. So I was in there for like 5 hours. He's just going grilled. Through plays, going through plays. And I'm going to give you all the inside scoop. Matt Nagy, who was the offensive coordinator then, he really liked me. So he gave me the plays they were going to go over the night before. So Coach Reid's finding out here live on New Heights podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
Matt Nagy. How could you?
Let's go.
And yeah, so of course I crushed the meeting. I stayed up all night studying those plays.
It's like, man, this kid is locked in. We got ourselves a winner here.
As the process went on, I got a feeling that I was kind of going up in the draft. I had a couple of teams that said they were going to draft me, and I mean, that's true. Like, it's not like these coaches are making that up. I talked to them during the draft process, and they were like, hey, if you're there, we're gonna take you. I kind of gave a little inside info to the Chiefs, and I was like, hey, if y'all let me go anywhere below – at the time, I didn't know about the Saints, but I was like, if y'all let me go 12 or below, I'm going to get drafted by someone else.
You drafted yourself?
And so I gave the Chiefs a little bit of info on that because I wanted to be here.
You know who went 12?
Deshaun.
Do you know who liked Pat Mahomes a lot?
The Texans?
Bill O'Brien. That was his favorite quarterback.
You know what? I am thankful. Now, it's a little late, but this is one thing I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for Pat Mahomes and his family that he didn't end up here under Bill O'Brien.
Yeah. Although he would have made plays just like Deshaun did.
No.
Bill wanted Pat Mahomes.
Look at how much better off Pat Mahomes is being in Kansas City as
100%.
Opposed to here.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Well, his brother's annoying. There's no question about that. And his wife, whatever. But for Pat Mahomes' sake, I feel like thank you.
How about
Andy
he was
Reid.
Trying to avoid the Texans or the Browns? Because the Browns needed the Browns still needed a quarterback, I believe, in 17. I can't remember who was there. It couldn't have been any
good.
Look
at him going to Andy. See, that was one of the things about this, too. He went 11th. He went 10th.
Yeah.
To the Chiefs. They've traded up for him.
Yeah, they traded up.
So, but would Pat Mahomes be Pat Mahomes if he didn't have Andy Reid?
Arizona also wanted Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
Or Deshaun, either one of them. But,
would he be, okay, if he was with Cliff, would he be Pat Mahomes?
So, okay, here's why I don't think that's a fair question. Well, we could answer it like that, but would Pat Mahomes, would you still look at him the same way if he didn't have Kelce? If he had what Lamar Jackson's working with, Mark Andrews, good pass catcher, not as dynamic as Travis Kelce, but pretty good catcher, and then no true wide receiver one. No. I mean, he had Tyreek Hill. Now, he's had
he had Hollywood. I mean,
for 2 years,
yeah,
I think.
But, I mean, this
and
is
he
the
was
first
hurt
year without
one
him.
Of the year. So, and Hollywood's not a, he's a 170-pound guy.
Well, Tyreek's not a big guy either. But it's
no, Tyreek's, you know, pretty well put together.
Yeah, and let's face it, Pat Mahomes has thrown up some balls that, you know what? They had to go and get. But let's, yeah. No, there's something to him being an Andy Reid system with Andy Reid, an offensive genius,
well, I mean,
as opposed to being
Donovan McNabb
in Baltimore.
How did Donovan McNabb do with Andy Reid? Did really
pretty
well.
Damn well.
How about Alex Smith?
Pretty damn well.
Alex Smith really had a nice comeback with him. And then, although it had happened his last year in San Francisco a little bit, but he had a nice comeback. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that Andy Reid makes a huge difference. I don't want that to rob Pat Mahomes of his greatness. Like, I think Pat Mahomes has winner DNA and playmaking
but
DNA.
But you just said he wouldn't
talent.
Be the same guy if he was in Baltimore with those weapons.
Well, I don't think it's possible for any quarterback to be as good and as effective with subpar weapons versus a guy with really good weapons. I mean, it's just not possible. Every quarterback
and again,
is better.
Again, like I said, he went to the perfect situation.
He did.
He's got those guys. He's got Andy Reid. He's on a
But do you doubt? Okay, do you think Brett Favre? I'm not Brett Favre, but Tom Brady would have succeeded wherever he went as a player. I think so. He did not have great wide receivers in with the Patriots for many years. There were many years he didn't have great wide receivers. I think certain guys transcend where they are. They elevate the play of others. And, of course, there is a job of the front office to get some better talent. Sometimes it's not going to be, you know, the premier A-list. That's not what – Tom Brady didn't have A-list number one wide receivers other than when Randy Moss came in for a couple years before he lost his
And goal. Then they went undefeated.
Yeah. I mean, then it went to a level that you couldn't even possibly imagine. And when Randy Moss left, he still went in. And he had Gronkowski, and that's a tight end. If you're just and Julian Edelman, former quarterback turned wide receiver, like
And we saw who was the wide receiver that went to the Seahawks, got all the money, and then and disappeared off the face of the earth early on.
I know who you're talking about.
I mean, he was Super Bowl MVP, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
No. It matters where you go, though. It does matter where you go. Could Tom Brady have been Tom Brady with the Houston Texans?
Not Deion Branch.
Yeah, Deion Branch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deion Branch. Could Tom Brady have been Tom Brady with the Houston Texans? No, he wouldn't be Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think he could have. Not what you know of Tom Brady.
Seven-time Super Bowl champion?
With DeAndre Hopkins? I think he would have. I think Tom Brady with DeAndre Hopkins would have, number one, there's more touchdowns with Andre Johnson. Yeah, I think Tom Brady elevates, number one, he is a phenomenal, what we talked about with Greg Cosell, he is a phenomenal, I call it everyday passes, he is a phenomenal normal pass guy, like point A to point B with accuracy. He's really, really good at that. He gets it out, he's a good thinker. I think Tom Brady would have succeeded in most places. Now, level of success, once again, I'm going to argue that his talent was not this A-plus talent. He had solid running games, and they were committed to running the football. He didn't have these unbelievable talents, and he still was able to win and win at a high level. Aaron Rodgers has been able to win with I think he's really made some receivers pretty good. I think he really helped and was instrumental in developing the profile of Davante Adams. I think Davante Adams had really good talent that needed to be mined because he was a set. Because I remember a conversation in Green Bay they had where they did not think highly of Davante Adams his first 2 years. They thought he was soft, very soft. And look what he's become.
No.
I mean, that's hardly what he is now.
All right, 8:30 ESPN 97.
Can Davis Mills survive and thrive anywhere? Maybe. Can he go to the Chiefs? What could Andy Reid do with Davis Mills? Could he make him a functional NFL question. Starter?
Yes, he could. Yes, he could. Davis Mills could be a functional NFL starter under Andy Reid. Yes.
With that cast of characters.
Yes.
In Kansas City.
Yes, yes.
Would they get to the playoffs? I say no.
Maybe.
I think they win 8 games.
Maybe. No.
If they win 10 or 11 with Mahomes,
Andy Reid and that cast of characters and those talented characters that they have, they would make the playoffs with Davis Mills.
So if they win 11
worse
games.
Worse quarterbacks than Davis Mills have won Super Bowls.
Hold on. If Kansas City wins 12 games, they'd have to win, let's say, 10 games to make the playoffs. You think Pat Mahomes is only 2 games better? Makes a difference with only 2 games from Davis Mills? No way. He's like a 5-game difference. At least 4.
How do you know they're not going to win 14
games? On equal footing, Pat Mahomes is gives you a chance to win at least 4 more games if everything were equal.
How do you know they're not going to win 14-3?
Guess they could.
Yeah.
They could still win.
It's 8:32 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's time to talk about cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. I'm buying. I told you. Nick's Place tomorrow morning, 9 to 11. That's how long. I mean, you know a soccer match is going to go 2 hours. That's what the deal is, okay? So get there. I'm buying all your Coors Lights tomorrow morning. It's going to be fun. The game is on. Let's go. We got a big day tomorrow. And you know what? Coors Light should be a part of your life tomorrow with all the conference championship games, with the USMNT versus the Netherlands, with Deshaun on Sunday. Man, this is going to be a big Coors Light weekend. I kind of feel like all my weekends are like that, but that's just me. And you know what? I hope you're going to be like me. Be like me. And drink Coors Light. Drink as many, and I mean, have yourself a big time. I've gotten to the point where I drink Coors Lights, and it's just like that's a drink. That's it. There's my drink. I'm gonna have a Coors Light. Like other people drink iced tea, I'm gonna drink a Coors Light. But that's just me. I would like it to be you. I would like you to be like that. If you can, let's go. Come tomorrow morning, Nick's Place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, and we're going to throw down some Coors Lights while we're watching the U.S. beat the Netherlands 4-0. I've already picked it. 4-0, U.S. wins, and we've got all the free Coors Lights tomorrow morning, Nick's Place. Be there.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Father of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It is Friday. This weekend, generously endorsed by DeBaron's Barbecue, their famous all-you-can-eat ribs. Stop by every Saturday, either location, all-you-can-eat ribs. Start the weekend outright with all the ribs. Did you see... what's her name? Amy Rohrbach and TJ Holmes. Do you know who they are?
I know those
Good
names.
Morning America 3. You know Good Morning America 3?
Oh, I heard. Oh, I saw Andrew Hsu. Oh, so that's why I saw this. So
Andrew Hsu is married to Amy Rohrbach.
Yeah, and he scrubbed his Instagram of all of her pictures because they're separated.
They're separated.
Yeah.
They're still married.
This
and
is
so
a,
is TJ Holmes.
I've seen this before. It's called The Morning Show.
Yes.
With Mitch Kessler, only hopefully this guy didn't do any of that business.
Amy and TJ are out there. While they're married, they're going out and doing stuff and holding hands and all this stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit of controversy, a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I'm a little worried.
There's a little
about
controversy. Kanye had some controversy
had some interesting controversy.
Kanye was so bad yesterday. He wore his mask, you know, the little thing where he wears like a sock kind of over his face where you can't. Have you ever seen that when he does that?
No.
It's disconcerting. And
I don't watch a lot of Kanye.
Yeah, you don't have to try and you'll run into Kanye stuff. Yesterday he made comments about Nazis, that he's good with them. He's good with Hitler. He said that on an Alex Jones show. None of this should be any surprise at all. Sounds pretty much on brand. And then Alex was so... and this is Alex Jones now. Alex Jones was caught so far off guard.
Is it this thing that he wears over his face?
Well, not that. Those
looks
are
like a chain.
Yeah, no. It's just like a regular black.
Like a gimp.
Like imagine that you had, you know what it looks like? Like black nylon stockings.
Oh,
like
you're
that.
About to rob a bank?
Yeah, like that. That's what Kanye was wearing as he's talking.
Okay.
And where he's like, yeah, I like Nazis. And
I like Nazis?
Yeah,
was that his quote?
Yeah, that's his quote. You have it, RJ? If you need the quote, and even Alex Jones, Mr. Conspiracy Theory, who was just sued and lost millions of dollars in a settlement for saying Sandy Hook was a conspiracy and these kids didn't actually, you know, get killed.
Right.
Kids at elementary
school,
the lowest of the low.
Yeah.
Alex Jones is like, dude, I don't know about us. Oh, you're crazy. You could hear immediately Alex Jones is like, I shouldn't have done this. I should not have invited Kyrie Kanye into the set. And Kanye at this point is just completely lost his mind.
So he also says that CP3 and Kim, he caught them.
Yeah, when he was with Kim, I guess.
When he was with Kim, he said he caught them having an affair, CP3 and Kim.
He said that just moments before his Twitter got suspended again, but
yeah,
he put it out on Twitter.
Wow, Kanye dropped the Chris Paul bomb and went to sleep. he's unbelievable. Speaking of Kim, I was just going through. Have you seen, like, we always talk about Derek Jeter and his women. Have you seen the women of Cristiano Ronaldo?
Oh yeah.
Wow, dude has been busy.
Yeah,
yeah, he's done well for himself. Yeah, okay, let me go out on a limb.
Well, if you weren't so sexist, you'd say, have you seen the men of Kim Kardashian? You would be saying, look, she's But how come we can't just like, she's had some very famous people, some good looking athletes. And
actors. She also had the tall guy that she married, the center she married and then divorced in like 3 weeks.
What was his name from the Chris Humphries. Yeah.
Yeah. She had that. So the men of Kim.
Well, what's wrong with Chris Humphries? I don't think he was a bad looking guy, was he?
Yeah. But I mean, he had.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Oh, Cristiano, you're always in shock. You mean one of the most successful international soccer players of all time has done well with the females. What a shock.
Maria Sharapova. I mean, Brazilian models, Portuguese models, Spanish models. Cristiano does.
He should have just got married and been faithful to one woman.
Well, he is now.
Gone monogamous.
I'm pretty sure he is now.
Yeah, I think he is now.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of
Unless
which,
Kanye's
this
got something
is
to
news
say.
Of the weird, but we might as well bring it up now since we're having our sex segment.
Are we?
Well, this kind of is. I mean, you're talking about all kinds of stuff, Chris Paul and Cristiano Ronaldo.
I didn't bring up Chris Paul.
Oh, I did. Apparently, Indonesia is set to make sex outside of marriage punishable by jail. If you have sex outside, before you're married or while you're married, outside of your marriage, you could go to jail for it.
You know who's got no problem with this?
Me. I'll move to Indonesia. I ain't scared.
My daughter?
No.
Monty's like, good. Finally, somebody's doing it right. My Puritan daughter right now is like, this is the way the Indonesian people are finally doing things the right way.
I really don't have a problem with it. I'll go move to Indonesia. That's not a problem for me.
It's not a problem?
No.
Okay. No.
I mean, but I know a lot of people. RJ, are you married? You're not married, are you? Don't move to Indonesia, brother. Don't move to Indonesia. Okay?
Don't move to Indonesia.
No.
Listen, RJ, don't move to Indonesia.
That's just a little advice for you today, okay? RJ didn't know he was going to learn something on the show today, but he did. Don't move to Indonesia, RJ. You're married. And by the way, in the Indonesia jail, do they have liquid death there? And they might, but it's different.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know if liquid death is available in Indonesia. I know they're available here. I mean, you could check online at liquiddeath.com/bench and go search that up, because you can search around the country. I don't know if it's international search, but you can search around the country. Maybe you're going to be driving. You're on the road. You're going to take a road trip. You're going to Colorado, you want to go skiing, or you want to go wherever you're going to go, and you want to say, hey, where's Liquid Death? Where can I find it along the pathway? You can find it at liquiddeath.com/bench and type in the zip code, and they'll tell you everywhere that sells it. I do know that 7-Eleven, Target, and Kroger's, those are go-to. Those are standards. Kroger's where I get my Liquid Death. But Liquid Death sounds scary. It sounds intimidating. And that's part of the fun of Liquid Death. It's actually variations of water. It's mountain spring water. You have sparkling water, and you have water that's been flavored with just a little bit of agave for a nice sweeter finish. And at Liquid Death, they are trying to brutally murder your thirst. They're doing it with tall boy cans with the melting skull on the front, and it gives you a chance to hydrate but have some fun at the same time. It's great to drink the tall boy can when you're at concert venues. Most of them here in Houston have Liquid Death available for you. It's great to pack your kids' lunch kit. Have it even at a kid's birthday party. There's a pinata, and there's the Liquid Death for the kids. That's got some edge right there. LiquidDeath.com. You can pick up your merchandise there as well. LiquidDeath.com/bench.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Oh, we got some calls up on the board, so let's get to them. Eric is up first. Eric, what's going on? This is a good song too, RJ. You're pretty good at this. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, I was listening to the podcast from Tuesday, actually, and you were doing some draft talk, and I had to defend my guy Bryce Young here for a second. I've watched him for 3 years now, and all the all the kid does is win, man. And y'all are kind of banging on his size. And I mean, this is playing in the SEC, you know. I mean, and he's been doing it for 3 years, and I'm not sure how many games he's missed. But, I mean, the dude's been pretty durable. And when you get to NFL draft rounds 1 and 2, I mean, half of those dudes are in the SEC. So, and these guys are 280, 290 pounds. I mean, they're big dudes hitting them. So, I'm just kind of curious. Let me get your thoughts on that.
Well, he's played so far. He's played in 33 games as a collegian. I think the question is not, I mean, he's going to have to play 17 game schedules, and this is not going to be for 3 years. It's going to be for the rest of his professional life. And so when you're making and by the way, I don't know how much he gets paid right now, but it's going to end up being more in the NFL. So when you make those financial commitments with the first pick of the draft or whatever, I mean, what we look at is we look at your football intelligence, look at your ability to process, look at arm strength, look at mobility. One of the things you look at too is frame and durability. And Bryce Young is he's listed at 6'1", 194. I know NFL teams think that he'll be maybe at 6 foot, and they think he plays closer to in the high 180s. You'll just have to go find me quarterbacks who have played in the NFL at that size, because there's not many. Even 194, let's say he checks in at 194. I don't think there's a quarterback in the league that light. And if he goes to a team that allows a lot of pressure and he does get hit, I get what you're saying, but, I mean, you know that Alabama has a talent advantage over everyone they play, right, other than Georgia. Alabama, Eric, has a talent advantage over everybody they play. If he goes to the Texans, he will have a talent advantage over probably nobody he plays. And so there's your concern, is that things get a lot tougher when the pocket is a whole lot muddier. So I think that the issue with Bryce Young, I mean, I clearly think he is the best quarterback. I have no doubt. And I'd like for the Texans to draft him. I wouldn't have a problem with it. But I can tell you from talking to NFL teams for a long, long time, guys with slight frames, it is a big concern to NFL teams. Big concern.
Eric, right, we appreciate it, man. Thanks. 713-780-3776. SMU Sonny, what up? SMU Sonny.
Hey, good morning. I just had a quick question about the Biletnikoff Award finalists. Marvin Harrison Jr., Xavier Hutchinson, Jalen Hyatt. Rasheed Rice smoked all of these fools. They're all making the big sweet dollar. They're making the Quan. And Rasheed Rice is leading the nation in receiving. Where do y'all come out on that? And what are some other awards or finalists that got snubbed?
Rasheed Rice, it's funny, I wrote Rasheed Rice up. I thought that there's times he looks lazy and disinterested in his routes. Like, he doesn't run them fast. I thought Danny Gray was better than him last year, by the way, when Danny Gray
I think
came
Quentin
out.
Johnston is the best wide receiver in the country.
Was he? Oh, no, he didn't. He didn't make the finals, though, did he? Well, because he had some games where he got hurt in, like, the first series in one of the games, I think against Baylor. No, not against Baylor.
Jordan Addison will probably be the first wide receiver off the board, but Quentin Johnston might be the best
receiver.
Yeah,
Jordan will be
class.
The first, yeah. Quentin Johnston, as far as the other ones, Xavier Hutchinson, he's okay. I wrote him up. I don't think he's anything special. And then Marvin Harrison Jr. is really good. He's a sophomore. Won't be like we need to be looking at wide receiver, because I think that's a potential factor in a first round.
No,
for the Texans.
Hopefully the Browns pick will be somewhere around 10.
I wouldn't, you know, if you draft quarterback one, wouldn't mind them looking at wide receiver with the second pick.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind it.
No, he needs some weapons. Whoever it is, get him some weapons. If he's got Damian Pierce in the backfield, he'll have a number one receiver along with Nico Collins and Mechie. Let's not forget Mechie could come back. So
no, he's coming back.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So you know what? Now all of a sudden it's like, holy cow, now we've got some weapons, and maybe we can actually accomplish something on offense.
You know, Rasheed Rice, who he's talking about, I think it's Rasheed or is it Rasheen, from SMU. He's one of those guys like SMU, James Prochet, Danny Gray, Rasheed Rice, they're cranking out some talent over there at SMU. They got some guys who can play a little bit. They've done a really nice job. But There are some interesting wide receivers, but it's not as deep as it's been the last couple of years. That's going to end up being the problem. Tom Herman got the job at Florida Atlantic.
How about that?
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Florida Atlantic, Tom Herman ends up getting that job.
If you get fired, you just take a dive. I mean,
he didn't coach this year. He was out. He was working as a, like a, not quality control, but he is a, like an analyst for the Chicago Bears with Matt Nagy. And then when Nagy got fired, they let the staff go.
But you go from Texas to FAU. Mm-hmm. Well, look at FAU. Be careful. If he wins any games, he's out of there in a year.
I think. Yeah. No, that's going to be the way. But I think Bill O'Brien, if he goes back to college, he can get a Power Five head coaching job. I think, but it's not going to be a premium. I don't think head.
I don't believe that. I don't believe he can get a Power Five unless it's a Northwestern.
Who has a better track record? Do you think Bill O'Brien or Bill O'Brien, who coached?
Bill O'Brien had a really good year at Penn State, and
Hackenberg had his best year under Bill O'Brien.
But he's coached with
New England and Tom Brady. He's coached with Deshaun Houston. He won three division championships. He's now coached under Nick Saban. I think you undersell what that profile looks like to a lot of schools hiring. We know we're too close to it. We know it'll be a little bit too much.
Well, there's a reason he's been there for this long and hasn't gotten a job. There have been openings.
I think he wants a certain kind of job. I don't think that job is going to be.
We don't know that. We don't know if he'd take anything. We have no idea. But he doesn't have a job.
I do know. I think staying at Alabama is better than taking Florida Atlantic.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. He might take Florida Atlantic. We don't know that. Yeah. We don't know that. We don't know that he's been offered anything. We know that his agent has put out there that, ooh, everybody's after Bill O'Brien.
Everyone's been wildly interested in him for 2 years.
Yes.
Supposedly, he was the lead, for the front runner for the LSU job.
Was he?
No.
Was he?
Never was.
Rolando. What's going on, Rolando?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, before I get to talking with the Texans, I want to get something off my chest. Lance and Dale, if you're listening, leave John alone. He is a man of the people.
Thank you.
Is Lance out here buying bottles of Maestro de Bell? No.
No.
John is out here buying bottles of Coors Light to the people. You are the man of the people.
M.O.T.
Coors Light gives it to him for free. Don't let him fool you with that nonsense.
No. This is okay. I'm out there with the people. So you can just.
Now you're with the people.
You cannot be more
right. When you're not in the suite, you're with the people. The buying the Coors Light thing is kind of, it's a nice move by you.
Yeah.
You're not hurting too much doing that.
No.
Our friends at Coors Light are helping you out.
I'm getting up and I'm going to be with the people. Where are you going to watch it? On your patio? Oh, that's great. Are you with the people? No.
I'm going to be with the people, just the place that doesn't advertise. I'm not mentioning it.
Okay. All right. Let's, what do you want to talk about, Rolando?
So I'm going to the game.
You didn't have to suck up to John. You didn't have to do that. I'm not sucking up.
Hey, it's just fact. He's a man of the people. He's buying beer for us.
Thank you.
He's a man of the people.
Thank you.
But you're welcome. You're welcome, John. Anytime. So, anyways, I'm going to the game this Sunday. I got free tickets. Soccer, right? Free tickets for the Texans. Who's not going to take them? But
me.
I really want to talk to Deshaun. I want him to hear my voice. I have so many things to say to this guy. I might get kicked out of the stadium. I don't know. I'm not going to throw no beer at him. I want him to smell like beer.
Can you say
something?
Can you give us a preview? Can you give us a preview of what you're going to say? Let's hold on one second. RJ, can you get football time in Texas going with Clay Walker? Because that lets us know that something really Texan-y.
It means a big
moment's about to happen. So hold on. We're going to have RJ pull that up. And as soon as you hear that, we're going to be quiet. Rolando, and you jump in and you say what you've got to say to Deshaun Watson, okay?
What do you want to tell Deshaun, Rolando? What do you want to tell? What are you going to scream at him from the upper deck with the tickets that you got there that'll tell Deshaun how you feel about him right now? Ready? Britt, turn it.
All right.
Pick it up.
All right, Deshaun, you said the people of Houston love you. We don't love you. You traded on us. We've been on us. You said you wanted us. You over here crying, saying, oh, I love you, son. I love the people of Houston. F out of here, man. You've been wanting to get out of here. There was a plan, and you knew it. Screw you. You suck. You're never going to win a championship. We're going to win a championship before you. Suck it.
This should be a whole segment.
What do you want to tell Deshaun?
All right, if you want to spitball your and workshop what you're going to scream at Deshaun from the game, go ahead and just let RJ know, and we'll do the same thing for you. I like Rolando got something out there. He was like, "Screw you." He was able to said "F out of here." Like, well, I was like, "Oh."
But then at the end, I thought he said something really, but he said "suck it," I believe.
Yeah, he said "suck it."
Okay.
I think you can say that.
Okay. Some breaking news right now. According to Amy Dash, who's got a blue check mark, Antonio Brown is reportedly engaged in a standoff with police.
That's old.
And his lock
came out last night.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think that information maybe was not correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that he was I saw last night that he was issued an arrest warrant, but I didn't see he had. He
They're
was
trying
in a standoff.
To serve him, and they couldn't find him, is what Robert.
Oh yeah, this
LaTalle
is 60, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. 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 Oh, so they're not sure. It's not sure that he actually isn't was in a standoff.
I mean, if it is, it's not a surprise, but like that's not going to shock me.
Right.
Kanye, it's like things happen in three, right? It's always Kanye, Kyrie, AB. Kanye, Kyrie, AB. It's always at least two of those three guys for the last 2 years are always doing something or saying something, or they're embroiled in a controversy. Kanye, Kyrie, and AB. Those three guys, for some random reason, basketball, music, and football.
Whatever.
And the football guy doesn't play anymore. The basketball guy does. And who is, I mean, Kyrie is Kyrie thinks he's hyper intelligent, and he's not, but he's not crazy. The other two now, I think Kanye has said he's bipolar. I think that's a fact. I don't know that Antonio Brown's ever been diagnosed, but who do you expect is going to have the most radical thing happen next? Kanye, Kyrie, or AB? I think it's AB. I have the same feeling with AB that I used to have with Mike Tyson, where I thought, we're going to hear something really bad
except
about Mike.
Mike has controlled himself.
It's been amazing. Yep, I think it's one of the great comeback stories, honestly.
Here, this is Chris Paul and Kim playing basketball.
That's not.
Well, it looks like they're playing now. They're doing stuff. 9 o'clock on a basketball.
That basketball looks way more fun in that video.
9 o'clock, ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. What about that patio that we were talking about?
Yeah, so the patio is great. We've gotten a lot of enjoyment out of it. Well, I still do. We'll go out and watch soccer on Saturdays with my team. And I go out and watch college football on Saturdays. On Sundays, I turn on channel 702, and I've got eight different screens right there in that one big screen television out on the patio. It's a great way to watch it. I never thought about having two televisions installed at the time. It wouldn't have made much sense. But now the TV prices have come down, I'm actually thinking about having a second TV out there so we can, you know, when it's game day, March Madness, would be a great time to have that, of course, for football games, college football, pro football. It's great to have that available for you out there. If you're a big baseball fan, that too. Even World Cup right now would be great to have it. Speaking of, let's get that channel on, RJ. Let's get our World Cup on, because I could be watching my World Cup out on my patio. I'm having an outdoor kitchen built into my patio. I should have had it done the first time. I didn't. Don't make that same mistake. Have your outdoor kitchen built at the same time. Get it all financed. Pay it off, because what you're going to do is you're adding value to your home, a substantial amount of value to your home, and it's definitely going to add value to your personal life. You're going to live your best life with my friends over at TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.